On the face of things, it seems that Americans should now be happier than ever. After all, according to the goals of previous generations, millions of us should now have made it, with a car in almost every driveway and a chicken in almost every pot. Since World War II, the inflation-adjusted income per citizen has almost tripled, and the luxuries now available to us appear almost endless. However, despite this newfound wealth, levels of personal happiness in the United States have remained virtually unchanged since the 1950s. Despite the huge increase in personal spending power and the sheer number of resources, fancier toys, faster cars, new technological gadgets, the fact is that our own happiness levels have not budged. Maybe the age-old saying is true: money doesn't buy happiness. All it takes is a quick look around to realize that many of us try to buy our way to bliss. Hence the rise of, quote, retail therapy as the cure for feeling unfulfilled. But as we began to dig a little deeper into what money can buy and what it can't, more often than not, the answers to our questions surprised us. In 2003, Gene Chatsky, a financial editor for the Today Show and a columnist for Money magazine, commissioned a 1,500-person poll by the Roper Organization to study how money affected the happiness of American lives. For anyone clinging to the idea that wealth brings happiness, the result of Chatsky's poll strikes a resounding blow. It was found that 84% of those with a combined household income of $50,000 a year reported overall that they were either somewhat or very happy with their lives. Even when income increased to $100,000, there was, quote-unquote, no discernible difference in overall happiness with friends, standard of living, marriage, children, and appearance. For us, this study was a wake-up call, a lesson that happiness truly doesn't depend on how much money you have to spend. Take a moment to think about the role of money in your life. Would having a bit more money in your pocket make you happier? What about an extra $500, an extra $5,000, an extra $5 million? Initially, your answer might well be an enthusiastic yes. Ours certainly was. In the nonprofit world, money can be tight, and any amount can make a huge